You are listening to Purity's podcast, episode 40. I'm Purity, and of course, I have my co-host with me.
Hi, guys. My name is Ivan. I guess this is some sort of anniversary. Episode 40.
Oh, yes. I forgot. I reached episode 40. Woohoo! I have to celebrate this, actually. I'm so proud of myself and my co-host, too. Thank you for...
You're gonna pay me?
Yes, of course. Oh, soon.
You mean never?
No, I mean soon, not never. So, guys, you know what Purity's podcast is about.
It's about not being your co-host.
We are talking about it. I'm going to call my lawyer, and we are in the midst of talking about it and coming up with a payment plan. So, don't worry about it. You'll get paid. And so I'm going to talk about Bridezilla. Tells a pregnant...
What is Bridezilla?
A Bridezilla. Of course, is a bride who's planning her wedding. And she's obsessive and have a very weird demands of her on her wedding that all her bridesmaids should do. Like, weird stuff.
Good to know.
Yes, that's a bridezilla. She tells a pregnant bridesmaid to have abortion so wedding runs smoothly. In recent months that people have heard of bridezillas making demands of their nearest and dearest, from expecting in-laws to pay for the wedding to giving out a full list of strict rules for the big day. Okay, I haven't gone to a wedding where there's a bridezilla. Or I haven't heard of it.
You're saying there are no bridezillas in Kenya?
Yes, there isn't, actually. I've not heard of any bridezillas.
There are no weird demands by a bride in Kenya that you know about it?
No, they just tell you, just come to the wedding, this is the dress I want you to wear, you buy the material, pay for the dress, and just wear it and come to the wedding and just be there for me, and that's all.
Well, actually, I don't know how it works in Serbia. I really don't like weddings. I don't like birthdays. I don't like those official celebrations, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like when something is pre-planned, organized. It's just...
That is true. He's not lying. It's true. So the woman revealed the shocking moment that you don't like to celebrate birthdays or weddings.
Yeah, I don't like most of the things that normal people like.
That is true too. He's not lying.
I'm a grumpy old man.
He is actually. Young in the face, but old in the heart. See how I did that? That was very, very cool. So the woman revealed the shocking moment her friend, the bride-to-be, told her to have an abortion. So that she wouldn't complicate things at her wedding.
There is a bride.
Yes.
No bride. How do you call this?
Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid. Yeah. Bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Who is pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
So this bride told her to get an abortion because she doesn't she wants a child-free wedding.
Free wedding, yes.
What is child-free wedding? No children on the wedding?
Yeah, no children. Oh, I guess also she told her guests,
and no pregnant.
Do not bring your children to my wedding.
Like,
I do not
even
want
your, to. Even if the child is in your stomach?
Yeah. Even that, she doesn't want that. That's too extreme.
Because she doesn't want, disturbance?
Uh-huh. How is the baby gonna disturb if the baby is in the stomach?
So, what?
But
what else?
But says things went quickly south when the bridesmaid found out she was expecting. So about a year before the wedding, I found out I was pregnant. I've always told I couldn't have kids, and so obviously my daughter was not planned. But I was over the moon, so I told Kate, meaning the bride. Expecting excitement, right? Nope. She immediately told me that I was going to be so stressed trying to get my bridesmaid dress fitting on my own, since I'll have to do it after everyone already had theirs. I was due in April and the wedding was in June.
Oh, she would, okay, we did. So she would already given birth.
She would have given
This is
back.
this April. Okay, she already gave, or she's gonna give birth in April, but the wedding will
Being
so
June.
this
Bridezilla.
Bridezilla didn't want her coming there with a baby.
Oh yeah.
Ah, so we didn't get that part.
We didn't get
okay.
that. She reminded me that if I was a kid, if it was a kid-free wedding, and
kid-free wedding,
a kid-free
it
wedding.
sounds so sick.
And then after thoroughly explaining how difficult her wedding would be for me, she said, "So don't you think it may be better for you to have an abortion?" Crazy. No.
How did she react? There is nothing.
No, she didn't talk to her again, ever again.
Ah,
She didn't go to
okay.
the wedding, and she
I mean, she
didn't
didn't go. The wedding is in June, so she won't go to the wedding.
Yeah, and then the mom went on to reveal that she didn't. What is this? She didn't.
RS wipe. I have no idea what is RS.
Reserve, I think, to the wedding or our invitation, and hasn't spoken to Kate since that day. She didn't get an invitation and hasn't spoken to her since that day. Yeah, I think that's what that it means. Well, of course I wouldn't speak to you another. How dare you, huh? Like, life continues after your wedding. You don't have to be extreme and tell people, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Right?
Well, yeah, this is really sick. Like,
yeah, this is very. Let's continue, guys, in another story. Why holding a fart in is seriously bad and could emerge from your mouth instead. Oof. Okay, if you have ever doubted the age-old better out than in wisdom, then now is the time to stop.
Well, I never heard of that saying.
Neither have I.
And there is no saying, like any similar saying in Serbian, saying about fart. You don't have fart sayings.
No.
In Swahili, are there some fart sayings?
No. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. So while breaking wind and maybe sort of thing you prefer to do without an audience, this isn't always practical possible. We are not suggesting you make a point of letting rip during a job interview or your grand's 90th birthday party, but holding a fart in could be doing you more harm than good. What do you think about that?
Well, here in Europe, here in Serbia, farting is bad manners.
Yeah, I think everywhere else. Everybody is embarrassed when they fart in front of other people.
Really?
Yes, that's the fact.
Even in Kenya?
Even in Kenya. Some.
Why are you
some,
lying?
Some people. For some people, even in Kenya. So in Kenya, people find it funny, but... okay, it's
not
embarrassing.
Funny, like normal.
No, some okay, fine.
And it's
okay,
not,
you know better.
It's not a fact that everywhere it's like bad manners. There are many countries, many places around the world where like burping is a sign. For example, you're saying you by burping you're telling the person who made the lunch that you enjoyed the lunch, that it was good. Like, it's a compliment to the chef, the one who made the lunch. Also, farting
no
is not...
No way. It's uncontrollable gas. That's just...
No. I'm telling you, this is the fact. Okay. No, this is not a joke. Okay.
Okay. In fact, by holding a fart in, there's a chance you may instead breathe it through your mouth instead. Yes, really?
No, this is stupid. Like, what?
Yeah, that's what.
What you don't fart, but you burp, which is actually your fart going through out your mouth.
Yeah, that's what they say. So,
according
to Professor Claire Collins, a nutrition and dietetics expert at the University of Newcastle, holding in trapped wind may cause abnormal distension, with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your
breath.
She says holding it is actually futile. Holding on too long means the buildup of intestinal gas, which will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart. That's true. It's uncontrollable. People think some people do it intentionally, but sometimes it's uncontrollable, right?
No, it's actually controllable.
Some, yes. Okay.
No, it's
Not.
controllable. If you're taught to control it since you're a child, it's controllable.
Okay, not only this, but you could end up with a condition called diverticulitis.
Okay, let me read it. You're not reading it well. Diverticulitis.
Yeah, which is where small pouches develop in the gut lining and become inflamed.
Well, remember that episode of South Park when people stop farting?
Stop or start.
Stop, stop. Like, because this Randy Marsh tells people to stop farting, so people start to how is it called?
What?
Internal combustion. They start internally to combust. They just lit in fire. Remember that episode?
I don't remember it.
Well, yeah. That this is like this doctor, this Claire, whatever. I think she's been watching too much of South Park.
But people.
And then the people, remember that episode? Like this. No, it's good to fart. And then they start farting, and that their oxygen like starts to be so polluted of farts.
I think Eric Cartman is the one who farts a lot. Because he eats a lot. He eats a lot. So it says it's important to remember is that breaking wind is completely normal and natural. Well, yeah, that's what I say. It's natural.
Not in front of other people.
Some people fart a lot because of the food they eat. So make sure you know which food is good for you. It says our
Well, eating
gases,
beans will cause you.
yes, beans, yes. It says gases can be produced by bacteria that are located in large intestine. Say, okay, if you need to break wind in public, try to make it to a toilet, but if it's not possible, if there's no toilet nearby, people say it's advisable, just let it go. Just let it
I do
go.
not support this opinion.
What do you do then?
I'm not pro farting.
At first thing,
Are you gonna
fa
vote
one.
for farting or next election?
No.
I'm against. Yes.
Well, first it's confusing. First people tell you it's not important to fart, and then you're like it's embarrassing to fart. What do you do? This is a tough one.
To fart or not to
To
fart?
fart, that is
That's
the
what.
question.
Huh.
Cats can recognize their own names. They're just choosing not to listen to you. I think that's true. Cats do.
You think cats are that smart?
Well, yeah, what's the difference with cats and dogs? I know dogs
No,
understand me.
I mean, like, do you think cats are that smart that they know it's much better for them to pretend that they are stupid? So, so their owners do not
Bother them?
ask. Well, yeah, do not ask from them too much. Like, they're like from dogs. Like, dog owners are like, "Oh, you dog. Go fetch, do this for me. Sit, give me a paw." No, cat's like, no, I'm just gonna pretend I'm stupid, so this boring owner of mine leaves me alone. I
Yeah,
can just
cats.
play around and do nothing throughout the day.
Well, yeah, cats are lazy. All they do is want to eat meat and sleep and go fat.
Well, yeah,
That's all they want to
cats
do.
they sleep. I don't have like I didn't I cannot tell you exactly how much, but like I don't know, a lot of hours a day, like three quarter of day, two-thirds of day, maybe they sleep, something like that. It's like a lot.
So cats can recognize their own name, but just choose not to listen to their owners, researchers claim. The study by Sophia University in Japan showed feliness responded by moving their heads or twitching an ear when their names were read out among other three other words of a similar length, and no reaction was spotted after the other words
Similar
were,
length.
yeah, similar length, and no reaction was spotted after the other words were spoken. What other words? I mean, after you call their names and then you say something else, no reaction?
Yeah, they're saying like they when they react on when they hear their name. Well, yeah, we should take those cats, put them on the lie detector. You know, lie detector can detect your emotions, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Lie detector. Do you think this lie detector is 100% incorrect?
Well, no, because if it was 100% correct, it would be accepted by courts, and it's not. It's not. But yeah,
But it's in some degree it is tells
yeah, it
the
is. I
truth.
mean, it does tell the truth, but like it's
It's not 100%, like it's
yeah,
not a
because like you sometimes you have mixed emotions about something when you're asked. Okay, let's not get into it. We're talking
okay.
about cats.
So there are so many studies about a dog ability to communicate with humans. We think it's important to show cats' ability. Many cats owners know that cats understand their own names. Of course they do. Cats understand the human cues better than many people think. Dr. Atsuko Saito, first author of the study.
Katsuko
Yes. First author of the study said, previous research has highlighted how other animals, including dogs, dolphins, and parrots, can too show some understanding of human vocalizations.
Well, yeah, no, gets.
But there's no scientific evidence to suggest that felines can show such understanding.
Well, that's a good strategy, you know.
Yeah,
Pre pretending that you're stupid.
but some
You,
doctor.
this is the strategy I use.
Well, yeah, it's a good one.
Well, yeah, it takes you a long way in your life. It's just.
But doctor,
I learned that from cats.
good one. You should thank the cats for that.
Well, yeah.
So, Dr. John Bradshaw, an expert on dog and cat behavior at the University of Bristol, said, "In my view, the study doesn't tell us much about the cat-human relationship. Merely that cats are capable of learning the significance of particular sounds, something that most cat owners will know already. So, for example, many use the rattle of the cat biscuit
What is
box.
rattle?
I don't know, rattle of the cat biscuit box to persuade their cat to come indoors. It doesn't." This
Oh,
demonstrate.
when you take a food box, food whatever can, and then you make noise, you know.
It certainly doesn't demonstrate that cats can understand human language, the academic told the Guardian. Well, yeah, but they do understand when you tell them, come here and eat. You put food
I
in
don't
the.
know. I never had a cat. You have a
Yeah,
cat.
I did. Back
Everybody in
back
Kenya
in
has a
Kenya,
cat.
yes. Yes, there's a reason for that,
Why?
because
The reason for that.
that's not how I talk. So, the reason is that many homes have some rats.
Not rats.
Rat.
Mouses.
Mouses, yes.
Mice. Mice.
Those small
Not
rats.
mouses. Mice.
Mices,
Mice.
mices. So you have to have a cat so that the cat can chase away. If the mice know the cat is there, it won't come to your house.
I don't think that cat can kill the rat.
The mice, the small one,
Yeah,
it
but I'm
kills and
saying
eats
I don't
it.
think that kill. Yeah, I know the mice, like the Mickey Mouse mice, but like the huge rat, like the one from Ninja Turtles. You know, what's his name? I cannot remember.
Neither
Yeah,
can I.
I don't think a cat can like catch and kill the mice. Rat.
Well, yeah, me,
Maybe
I.
Kenyan rats are smaller, so.
No, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I've never seen a rat over here, so I cannot compare. If I saw one, then maybe I can compare rats from Serbia, rats from Kenya. But
Yeah,
no,
once
I haven't seen one.
back when I was in Kenya, I saw the rat. It was huge, you know. It had like a long hair, like this gold. How do you call this? This around the head, this hair, like.
I don't know how it's
Yeah,
called.
and it had a long tail, you know, and it made this sound. But later on, people told me it was a lion.
A lion.
Lion, yeah, not rat, you know.
A lion where?
In Kenya, I saw the cat like catching this huge rat, eating it. People are like, no, it was not a rat, it was a lion.
A lion in Kenya just wandering around and you saw it, huh?
Yeah, cat eating lion. I
Cat
did.
eating a lion.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, do not believe everything you hear that I better have proof. It's better to have proof
Proof of what?
of what you're saying that a cat ate a lion. Are we sure that that's the truth? We need proof to know that that's how it happened.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, guys. That was it on today's podcast. So, guys, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purity Slavul, PURITYSLAVULJ. I like saying that. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My username is Purity Slavul. Listen to my podcast on Anchor, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Anything to add?
I don't get my podcast anywhere.
I don't have podcast.
I don't have podcasts.
It's ours. You're my co-host, so it's actually...
Listen to my podcast, too.
Yes, it's part. You're part of Purity's podcast, so we're owners. We are part owners.
I'm going to quit if I don't get paid. I told you that.
I'm working on it. You'll get paid. Don't worry about it.
Show me the money.
Okay, soon. Okay, guys, we are done here.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And, what can I say? Mamba out.